This is the Ag Queen Podcast. This podcast explores the agriculture industry with the movers and shakers of those shaping it. Here's your host, Lori Boyer.
I am joined by Charlene Couch today. She is a senior program manager for an organization called the Livestock Conservancy, and we are going to find out more about this organization. But Charlene, first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, right. So I grew up on a small farm in Western North Carolina, and we had a lot of animals. I think that I didn't realize that we needed to do the farming in order to survive. but it was a sort of a typical homestead, I would say. I went to school and studied a lot of years of biology and genetics. And when I finished school, conservation biology has always been really important to me. And that's what brought me to the Livestock Conservancy. It's a perfect fit.
Charlene, can you tell me more about what the Livestock Conservancy is?
Yeah, the Livestock Conservancy is a national nonprofit organization. Our mission is to prevent the extinction of endangered breeds of livestock and poultry, especially those that have been in our country for hundreds of years in some cases. The Livestock Conservancy is, I think, in its 47th or 8th year, and it came about during the 1976 bicentennial, when organizations were planning to, you know, to do reenactments and to show off the historic and heritage breeds that would have been on farmsteads, and they weren't able to find those breeds. It turns out they've become quite rare, and in some cases, you know, they had been here for hundreds and hundreds of years, so they're very well adapted to the living environments of this country. In many cases, their adaptivity gets them success in places that are hot and humid, hot and dry. But yeah, so our work is really centered around helping farmers with education, with marketing and promotion. We do a national census every year of all the endangered breeds of livestock and poultry that we monitor.
Can you give me a couple of specific examples of endangered livestock?
Yeah, so it might surprise you to know that the Clydesdale horse is endangered.
Really?
People are very familiar with seeing them, but a great many of the breeds are like that. They're sort of hiding in plain sight. The Tennessee fainting goat is quite rare, and that's one we see a lot on Instagram clips and videos, as you know, they with the falling over in stillness. Spanish goats are very rare, and they've been in this country since introductions during the Spanish exploration period. So these are, you know, they're traditional to our country. They're incredibly well adapted for the environments they're raised in. They're an important resource, we think, for securing the future of agricultural biodiversity.
And a conservancy works, I think you might have said this, just so I'm clear, it works on a global basis, right? Not just in the U.S.?
It works primarily in the United States, because our true mission is conservation of America's livestock and poultry breeds. However, because we were once a colony, we were once explored by other nations, there are breeds here for which America's population is crucial to the global survival of that breed. So breeds that would have come over in the, you know, the 14, 15, 16, 1700s, they may not, the parent breeds may not exist any longer in their home countries. And so for that reason, all of these breeds are, you know, they're in danger of being lost. They don't fit into the traditional farming systems that we know today. So I'm sorry, I think I'm getting off track, Lori.
Bring me back. No, you're fine. You're kind of headed towards my next question, actually. I was going to ask you, what are some of the causes of the distinction?
Yeah, some of the reasons that these breeds are in danger is that they don't fit well into our modern farming systems. They They may be adapted to a particular region or a particular production type, like being on pasture rather than being in a more condensed environment. They may grow more slowly than some of the really finely honed crosses that are used in commercial agriculture right now. But the thing is, they retain traits that are in danger of being lost, and those traits may very well be needed for our future. They are adaptive to environmental changes. Many are parasite and disease resistant. They have good mothering skills. They don't necessarily need to have AI in order to produce offspring. They're long-lived, and so even though they don't fit into our larger commercial systems, those traits are all still important. And disease threats, or as I mentioned, changes to an environment, or COVID slowed down your distribution of materials. And in a lot of cases, these local breeds play a big role in helping keep local groups fed.
In some cases, Charlene, according to your website, it looks like your organization preserves some tissue in a biodome from some of these extinct animals or potentially extinct animals.
We do maintain germplasm, semen, embryos, even tissues that might be used in the future for cell lines and cloning. It creates a sort of an insurance policy for these breeds, one that can endure. We work really closely with the USDA's National Animal Germplasm Program, and that's a program that's utilized by all of livestock agriculture in the United States. But they realize the value of the breeds that, the breeds' role in our nation's agricultural system, and the value they currently have and may bring. We help owners and breeders to get those tissue samples, to get semen and embryos banked away. And that re represents really just a treasure trove. It's a national resource. We hope we can contribute to the future of agriculture, and certainly in conserving the biodiversity of agricultural species.
Charlene, just a couple other questions here.
Yeah.
On your website, I was kind of perusing as you've been speaking, and the Livestock Conservancy releases a priority list every year. How do you determine which species go on that list?
The Livestock Conservancy has just released, I think it's the 38th annual conservation priority list. And that list ranks the endangeredness, if you could say, of livestock and poultry breeds across America. Those get on the list by having been in the country for quite a long time. They have a history in the Americas. They have a history of productivity, and in many cases, they represent these really unique genetic resources. They're not found anywhere else.
Anything else that you want to add?
I think it would be important to mention the conservation priority list for 2024. We've graduated a few breeds very recently, and that's super exciting because we want to get things off our list. We don't want them to stay on. And so through the work of programs like Shave 'em to Save 'em, which exposes thousands and thousands of fiber artists to all the different types and varieties of wool that are in heritage sheep breeds, that resulted in the graduation of one of our sheep breeds this year, the Southdown. And youth involvement as well, the Southdown and the Hereford Hog, both graduating, and both have a lot of, they're pretty eye-catching in the show ring. Those are some of the things we do.
Once again, my guest, Charlene Couch. She is the Senior Program Manager with the Livestock Conservancy.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Ag Queen Podcast with your host, Lori Boyer.